a little shaky, to say the least. That's the subject of our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Business reporter Stuart Yurton has a story about how Hawaiian Airlines stock is doing. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
So I understand what you were listening in on a investors meeting?
Yes, that's right. So yesterday, Hawaiian Airlines had a big investor meeting with shareholders. They had about almost a 2.5 hour to 3 hour conference call, and they talked about the company and what's going on with the company. There are a lot of good things going on, but there is one downside.
Well, now the airline has been sitting pretty. You know, they've had this incredible growth. They've got new airplanes, right, and expanded routes?
Yes, exactly. So they have new planes. They have a new fleet of Airbus planes. They have all kinds of new routes that we're talking about to the mainland. So it's doing really well. But what happened in the last couple of weeks is its stock price took a really steep dive from over $38 a share to at one point dipping less than 30. So we're talking about a 25% drop. And the question is that we were looking at is, why did that happen?
So what did happen?
Well, essentially the company back in October, they had a conference call and they told shareholders that, hey, we expect to have maybe a little bit of growth in this key revenue number called revenue per available seat mile. They expected it to grow a little bit compared with the previous year or maybe decline a little bit. But in December, the beginning of the month, they came back and said, you know, we were wrong about that, and we don't expect any growth, and we expect there to be a decline over the previous year of as much as, I think, 5%. So it looks like a much different number. Wall Street was not happy and basically punished the company.
Okay, and then we did have some unusual natural events happen on the Big Island, right?
Exactly. So essentially what happened, what caused this adjustment was a couple of things. One, the volcano, a problem, less demand to travel to the Big Island. Also the hurricanes, as we remember, hurricane threats that were creating less demand. People didn't want to travel to neighbor islands as much. So that hurt the neighbor island travel. We also had more competition from the mainland coming in, which meant that Hawaiian had to drop its prices a little bit to get customers. So those two factors really are what caused this this adjustment in their revenue forecast.
Right. So there's this kind of softening then.
Yes, a softening. Now, for consumers, it might mean something good. If the prices dropped, right, if part of the issue here is that prices dropped enough that their Hawaiian's revenue forecast is lower, then it means prices are a little lower and consumers traveling could benefit. Of course, Southwest Airlines is coming in. We don't know when exactly, but they're supposed to be coming into the market. That could create even more pressure on prices.
Right. And this whole competition thing, I think when Scoot entered the market, you know, there was a lot of eyeing of the markets that Hawaiian was servicing, I think, Japan and, you know, Asia.
Yes.
But I think Scoot's getting out of here.
Well, again, it's always there's always an ebb and flow of airlines. It's always changing. Speaking of Japan, Hawaiian does have a partnership that's sort of waiting to get approved with Japan Airlines, which could be really good for Hawaiian. Again, they're waiting antitrust approval for that. So it's always fluid. We don't know exactly what's going to be happening in the future. That's why we're looking at these companies closely and why investors really follow closely what's happening. And the smallest adjustment in revenue forecasts can really have a big impact on the company's stock price.
Right. And I know your article mentions that Hawaiian plans to expand, I think, to Boston as well.
Yes. The plan, the announcement is a route, nonstop direct flight from Hawaii to from Honolulu to Boston next year. So that's a big deal and a really good thing for travelers.
All right. So we'll just have to see what the new year brings.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. That was our reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat today, featuring business reporter Stuart Yurton. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.